This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henin.
Well, officially Scott's off this week. Kevin Flynn's sitting in. And we're having fun and getting a lot of great texts. A lot of kind words. And I've really appreciate it. Thank you very much. I enjoy it. It's kind of a long day for me because I have the local show and then hang out here till, so it's a 5 hours worth of you and me. But I just appreciate all the great kind words, emails, and stuff that comes in. Really appreciate them. Happy to be here. Happy to do it. Thanks to Steve Hallstrom, and James McCarty for coming in to. And to take care of us as well. Last hour. Hey, we're brought to you by the... sorry, a little computer thing went weird in front of me there. Hey, do you know the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? Yes, it does. True fact. Learn more at ndpetroleum.org. North Dakota oil and natural gas advancing the possibilities. All right, well... you can lose that now, Daniel. I've heard enough of Aaron Tippin. This hour, chat with a couple of people that kind of have their finger on the pulse of things going on. And we talked yesterday, caught up with David Hogue, Senate Majority Leader in North Dakota. Had a great session. Funded some great things for law enforcement. Just had, some great, took care of seniors. Really, they're not going to tax retirement, military income. I mean, a lot of really good things that they broke down that they did in Bismarck. Meanwhile, in St. Paul, there's this. And Republican rep out of Minnesota 30A, which is kind of St. Michael, Albertville area, is Walter Hudson, joins us on What's on Your Mind. Walter, how are you, sir? Welcome to the program.
Glad to be here. 5 hours of live radio. Holy smokes.
Well, it's a long week, so... our main man's down retrieving his daughter from Arizona State, so it's a father-daughter road trip thing. But by the way, St. Michael Albertville is developing quite a little rivalry with Moorhead and the Spuds. That's becoming quite a thing.
Well, what can I say?
Yeah. Well, I grew up, and I'll tell you, Walter, I grew up in Osseo, Brooklyn Park area, and, very familiar with where you're at. A lot of friends out in that part of the world. I mean, that's where we used to go. I mean, that was so far out in the country, and it's amazing how the cities have expanded. And, St. Michael, Albertville, that's a suburb. I mean, Monticello, I think, is a suburb now, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, we are kind of the frontline guard of the Crow River, trying to keep Hennepin County on its side of the chaos border. So
exactly. Well,
happy to do it.
Let's talk about that. How you are a conservative in St. Paul. We're all basically held hostage to a lot of the stuff that's going on there. Is kind of the way I feel about it. I think a lot of the Minnesota nice with some of this stuff is really, depending on how you look at it, it's either gone out the window or it's way past nice, but it's just got to be very frustrating right now.
Frustrating is definitely a word that gets tossed around quite a bit. I think that's the least you could say about it. And last night was a perfect example. I mean, we spent several hours on the House floor, begging. I mean, basically begging, or at least passing on the pleading that we have heard from chambers of Congress all across the state, businesses, nonprofits, anybody who employs somebody. So cities, counties, school districts, anybody who depends upon employed workers, because they have all been telling us, you pass this quote unquote paid family medical leave scheme, which enables all of your employees without notice and without the ability to plan or manage it to just randomly take off up to 24 weeks, half of the year. in any given year, it's going to devastate us. The Brainerd Lakes community, for instance, wrote a letter that was signed by 158 separate businesses and nonprofit groups, all saying, you do this, you're going to destroy our community. And so, you know, we make that case and we just present all of the evidence and it's unassailable and they vote for it anyway. And that is frustration is one word for it. Righteous indignation, outrage, those are other possibilities.
Why? Those just seem like that's just common sense. I mean, do they ever answer any why not? I mean, doesn't seem like there's ever a debate. They just, it's our way or no way and deal with it.
Yeah. I mean, their answers come in two forms. One, they'll just flat out lie or, you know, I'll be generous.
Yeah.
They'll misrepresent the facts. Right.
Yeah.
For instance, when confronted with the fact that we have net negative migration of not just people, so we're not just losing people in terms of folks leaving versus coming to the state, we're also losing income to a pretty alarming degree. I think the number is $1.6 billion of adjusted gross income left the state last year. That's according to official IRS and census data. That's the wrong direction.
Yeah.
You know, especially when you've got a $17.5 billion budget surplus that you are spending every red dime of, and you're raising taxes by $9.5 billion, and you're increasing the state budget by 40%, those numbers are headed on a collision course. You can't be spending and spending and spending and raising taxes while the people who actually earn the money that you're taxing are leaving the state in droves. And when confronted with facts like that, they just deny it. They just claim that it isn't true. Apparently, the IRS and the census are like far right wing conspiracy theories.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll cite irrelevancies and made up data and statistics that don't have any backing in them whatsoever. So that's one tactic they'll use. The other tactic they'll use is they'll cite political popularity. So they'll say, well, this is popular. Which, okay, yeah, sure. You go out to a bunch of people and tell them, hey, would you like to have a bunch of paid time off? Would you like to have time off and somebody else is going to pay for it? Yes, that is going to be a popular offer. I could also offer a bunch of college students endless kegs and no accountability. They'd probably take me up on that, too. That
means
it's a good thing to do. I mean, it doesn't make it responsible stewardship of the state. And that's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with folks who just have no sense of responsibility for the future whatsoever. The only thing they care about is their own political future. And that's what this is. This is politics for them. Everything that's been happening this session has been the Democrats paying off their political constituencies and their patrons and the folks who've been funding their campaigns, giving them what they've been promised as a result for supporting them politically and trying to sow the seeds and set the table for continued political dominance. What's actually good for you and me and people who live in this state is not even a secondary concern.
Wow. And, we broadcast across the region, across North Dakota. We're into South Dakota, into three Canadian provinces, into eastern Montana, northwest Minnesota. And I we have a nice audience in a minute. This is good. I mean, this is happening. And I ever since this, especially with, there's two topics that are just under my skin. And I've always, I mean, I'm born and raised. I love Minnesota. It's in my DNA. All four seasons, all activities in all four seasons. I live here on purpose because I love it. But as I've been here the last 26 years after moving back from Texas and living in California and Arizona for a while, had a great time in Texas and made to realize a few things. Wow. And then I came back here and saw the taxes just continue to go up and up and up to the point now where you're sitting on $17+ billion and you want to raise them even more, and they're doing this transgender nonsense and all the abortion radical business with that, and yet we're closing nursing homes, Walter. There's more reasons than just high taxes now. People are going, wait a minute, Minnesota Nice left a while ago, and I think I'm leaving too.
Well, and look, let's turn the cynicism up to 11, okay? That's part of the plan. So the people who are decent, normal, hardworking.
Rocks and cows.
Yep, rocks and cows, wealth-generating people, they want you to leave. That's part of their long-term political strategy. I mean, you cited the abortion refugee bill and the trans refugee bill. They call these refugee bills, right?
Yeah.
So what is it that the explicit intention there is to attract people to the state who they believe are going to vote for them. And so when you, as somebody who's not voting for them and somebody who object to everything that they stand for and everything they're doing, saying, well, forget this, I'm taking my ball and going to another state. I'm going to move to Texas. I'm going to move to one of the Dakotas. I'm going to move to Florida. They celebrate with glee at that news because that means there's going to be fewer people in the state voting for us and more people in the state voting for them.
Yeah, the takeover continues. Can you hang out for another segment or you got to go?
Yep.
All right, awesome. We're talking to Walter Hudson. Walter is the Minnesota State Rep for Minnesota 30A, which is down around St. Michael, Albertville. If you remember the big stores, what are they called? What is it? The stores at Albertville or the what are they?
Albertville Outlet Mall.
The outlet store, yeah, the outlet in Albertville. It's awesome. But
ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local, locally owned. Locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com. Highplainsapache.com.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Think about this winter. You're going along, snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway. The blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Ramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind. Kevin Flint sitting in for Scott Henin today, tomorrow, Friday. We'll round out the week together. They're calling it Flint and Friends. So, we're going to be got a couple of listener buddies going to be sliding in the next couple of days, too. A couple of news hound friends. And you're always welcome. Ring it up anytime, 701-271-1100. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at Gateway Building Systems. Hung out with the Gateway guys out at the Big Ag Expo. Great people. Yeah, they are, they're just committed to what they do. And they really are just all about your success of your farm. And, they know it's dependent on storage. They are the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S. So Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, more, as well. If you go through the portfolio, all across the region, helping operations customize the, and it's their mission to do it, for you. From planting and design, completed, clean, efficient farm sites, whatever, you can rest assured. Gateway will get it done. Best storage solutions around. Make sure to take advantage of it. They've got the discounts on the Brock solid bins as well. Info, go online, gatewaybuilding.com. Gatewaybuilding.com. We're chatting a little Minnesota on what's on your mind this hour. State rep for Minnesota 30A is Walter Hudson down around St. Michael, Albertville. We were talking in the break a bit about, and we've been saying a long time that this is not your father's DFL. And I think back to Colin Peterson, common sense Democrat, Minnesota 7 for years and years. I know that his eyes are rolling over. This is definitely not, and you brought up a point, Walter, this isn't even your high school Democratic Party anymore. Where do these people come from? You know, I don't understand any of this.
Yeah, well, I mean, just to really hammer the point home, my eldest son is 14 years old.
Yep.
In his lifetime, we've gone from a Democrat elected president of the United States who had campaigned on traditional marriage, Barack Obama in 2008. We've gone from that to having the first transgender legislator in the state of Minnesota who has proposed bills to make Minnesota a trans refugee state, propose a bill to take pedophilia out of the definition, or out of the exclusion of protected class, and has a bill out there that would make it legal to intentionally infect other people with AIDS. So that's where we're at. You know, and such things would have been unthinkable, would have been completely unthinkable within our lifetime, within my kids' lifetime. That's the pace of radical change that has taken place. Now you ask, where did they come from? Well, this is a harvest of seeds that have been being sown for decades. I could go down the deep rabbit hole. We don't have time to go down.
Oh, I totally agree. It's generational. You're absolutely right.
This is what happens when you overturn the game board of institutions, declare that there are no rules, say that everybody gets to have their own version of the truth, and remove all objective, rational, legal caps on what can even be proposed, let alone done. You end up with a wild, reckless, unsustainable, path of destruction that this state is well embraced at this point. And the only way we're going to fix it is by finding a way to put more ballots in boxes than they have been able to.
That's what gets me to my last point. In Minnesota, I truly believe we have a problem. We cannot, the Rocks and Cows cannot outvote the Metro. And what's going on, and it has been going on for a long time in Hennepin and Ramsey County, and you know what we're talking about. I mean, they're pushing the eliminate of the Electoral College. I mean, they want all this. And so, basically conservatives would never, ever get anywhere near a state office again in the state of Minnesota. How do we fix that?
Well, let me offer you some hope.
All right, please.
And this is legitimate. This is a legitimate reason for hope. So, first of all, let's note the fact that there's an order of operation, right? So a lot of people get frustrated. They're like, we're never going to win unless we change the rules of how elections work. Well, unfortunately, that's not how the order of operation is set up. We have to win first. If we don't have political power, then we don't have the ability to change the rules. And so we're going to have to figure out a way to win under the rules as they're currently written. The good news is there is a path to doing that, and it is by no means unachievable. And I'll give you a couple of reasons why. Number one, The Democrats have outspent and operationally outperformed Republicans 10-1 in the state of Minnesota, and they still barely won. We have races. I have folks, colleagues in my caucus, in the Minnesota House Republicans, who won their races by as little as 15 votes.
Wow.
15. Okay. Now, here's the thing. We like to talk about how elections are rigged and the cheating, and yes, there are definitely problems in our election system. But if they had an uncapped ability to cheat as much as they want, there's no way we would have somebody there who won by 15 votes. They would have been able to find or fabricate 15 votes if that was within their capability. So that tells us there is a limit to the ability that they can tilt the scale. And so all we need to do is outvote their capacity to cheat. And all that means is we need to commit ourselves to getting as many ballots and boxes as we can, not just looking at our own vote, but looking around us at everybody we know and saying, hey, have you voted yet? Have you voted yet? Have you voted yet? And there's so many new ways as a result of these loosey-goosey rules that the Democrats have put forward to get people's ballots in boxes, whether it's early voting, mail-in. There's so many options that we can be banking ballots long before Election Day even happens and running up the scoreboard, and that's what we need to do.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I look like a bobblehead, dude. I'm sitting here like a my neck hurts. I just threw my neck out, shaking my head up and down, agreeing with what you were saying, every word of it. Representative Walter Hudson, we just met on the radio, but consider yourself a friend. You're welcome anytime. Keep us up to date on the fight, man, and I guess stay in it. You know, I'm not even not that it matters or anything, but and you. Because the race term comes up all the time. Walter is an amazing man of color. So you just happen to have a darker skin tone than I do. But you are a brother in the fight, man. I'll whatever you need from us in this part of the state, let us know. Okay.
Yep, sounds good. I appreciate it.
You bet, Walter Hudson. And he's in St. Paul dealing, and you've heard it there. And he's not the only one that's told us this. It's really quite it's disturbing. Actually, that a state can be held hostage like this. Much, and I equate it to looking like the D.C. scenario right now. It's like a country held hostage by these people that are paying so much attention to things that just don't matter, that just aren't a thing. But here we are, and growing up and just loving and being, an MN boy, it's just I can't. I can't even imagine how frustrating that is. Text us 701-237-1590. Let's getting a lot in here. We get a few of them. Steve is sounding more and more like you should run for you would be awesome at running for. And the Hallstrom was in here with his seven deals. Yes, that was really good. And he's going to put that on the website under our opinion page at am1100theflag.com. Let's see here. Talking about pork. Pork comes from the pressures of lobbyists. All politicians are guilty of it. Give me X, or I will take away Z. Corruption at its finest. Well, yeah, got to pay to play. Our national debt, $31 trillion, but I think I've heard our whole combined debt is more than $126 trillion. More on that when we come back. And a little more on Minnesota's craziness with John Hinterrocker on What's on Your Mind.
Sarah. Today, switch to Patriot Mobile right now and get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is so easy. Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but they do something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And great discounts, too. Call right now, 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Make the switch today. Go to PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily.
Spring into summer with the University of Mary. For over 60 years, we at Mary have been helping young adults like you reach your leadership potential. Whether you're looking to advance your career or start a new one, we're here to support you with flexible, affordable online degree plans. If you enroll by June 30th with the promo code SUMMER, you'll receive a $500 scholarship towards any eligible program. Learn more at online.umary.edu. That's online.umary.edu.
USA News Update. A days-long manhunt for an illegal immigrant accused of murdering five people in Texas is over. Francisco Oropesa has been found and taken into custody late yesterday in the city of Cut and Shoot after the FBI received a tip. The location is about 17 miles west of Cleveland, Texas, where the murders occurred. Greg Capers is the sheriff of San Jacinto County.
The suspect is in custody. I have just left Montgomery County Jail where he was taken, and he has been magistrated. He now will be taken to my jail and where his new residence will be.
Authorities say the suspect was found uninjured, hiding under laundry in a closet. He's been held on $5 million bond and will be charged with 5 counts of murder. May's full moon is nicknamed the Flower Moon. It takes place on Friday. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind. Frankie Valli's 89 today. Iconic. And, of course, the Four Seasons as well. It's What's On Your Mind. Kevin Flynn in for Scott Hennon. Scott's back on Monday. Things are going well. Hopefully we're going to see if we can get in touch with Scott tomorrow on his journey back from Arizona State University. And hopefully he didn't take the wrong turn in the dark and the rain and end up in Kansas when he was supposed to be in Nebraska or something, which they did last year. Hey, we're brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow. MyPillow.com. There are buy one, get ones. There's sales across the site on the blankets, the robes, the slippers, all the sandals, everything. Mattress toppers, even mattresses. He's got deals going everywhere. Go down on the main page there, MyPillow.com. You scroll down and see radio listener specials. Click on that. There's specials in there that the promo code Scott will get you. But also, if there's other things that you see that are on the site, when you get to checkout, just enter the promo code Scott, and again, you get the discount if there is one to be applied. And there pretty much is across the site. So MyPillow.com, the keyword, and the key thing there is just remember the promo code. S-C-O-T-T, main man Scott. It's your promo code at MyPillow.com. We just wrapped up talking with Walter Hudson, who is an amazing rep in Minnesota 30A from St. Michael, Albertville. And I didn't mention till the end, and we welcome back John Hinterrocker, main man for Center of the American Experiment. In talking with Walter, John, I can't really convey the level of frustration or put it into, it's like watching a child drive a car through the Mall of America and no one can stop the car. No one can, get in to turn it off. The kid won't take his foot off the gas. It's unbelievable how we're being held hostage in the state of Minnesota right now.
Well, the chairman of the DFL party said yesterday that this year's legislative session is making Minnesota the most progressive state of the United States. And by progressive, he means extreme left wing. And I don't know, that might be true. I mean, one bill after another, they are jamming through the legislature with that one vote margin they've got in the Minnesota Senate, that one seat that they hold by 300 votes. And they are taking advantage of the opportunity to ram through the most amazingly radical and partisan legislation that we've ever seen.
Oh, Walter was just, we were talking about the abortion refuge and the trans refuge and sanctuary everything. And You know, no limits, no nothing on anything. And you can, you bring your child here from another state, your parents don't want to, you know, you can't, parents can't get you back. Sorry, no extradition. What is going on?
We're seeing the same thing in the economic realm. You know, they've got in their tax bill. It's unbelievable. The $20 billion surplus, they're talking about which taxes to raise, not cut, but raise. And they've got all kinds of nutty ideas in there. But one of them is they want to be the first jurisdiction ever, as far as I know, to try to tax corporations on their worldwide income.
Yeah.
So any company that does business in Minnesota, which of course is all the major global companies, you know, do business here to some degree, are now supposed to start reporting their consolidated income, including all of their overseas subsidiaries, to the Minnesota Department of Revenue, and on some basis that I haven't yet been able to figure out, and the people who testified in the legislature haven't been able to explain, on some basis they think they're going to tax another $1 or $2 billion out of all of these global companies. Again, an unprecedented and frankly bizarre tax scheme. And then yesterday, the paid family leave bill passed the House with two Democrats voting against it. And it's pretty comical. One of these Democrat House members tweeted, kind of plaintively saying, you know, there are some more moderate members of the House who wish that we were adopting more moderate legislation. And she's a DFL. And of course, what's funny about this is that until yesterday, that legislator had voted for all of the crazy left-wing stuff that's been making its way through the Minnesota House. And finally, she has this kind of cry of, you know, despair. And she actually voted against the Paid Family Leave Act. But it passed the House anyway, and now it's being taken up in the Senate. And, you know, this paid family leave bill, the first thing they do is they allocate, I think it's $662 million from our surplus to set up a new fund, and then they start a payroll tax. So every employee in the state of Minnesota and every employer in the state of Minnesota under this program would have to contribute a new payroll tax along with, you know, the federal payroll taxes, unemployment compensation, all that stuff. A new payroll tax and a new state bureaucracy of 200 or more employees and a new computer system to try to keep track of all the employees in Minnesota, all of their relatives who might get sick and thereby entitle somebody to, you know, paid family leave. And of course, we know how adept the Minnesota state government is at setting up new computer systems, you know, MinLars and so forth.
Oh, right.
It's been one fiasco after another. And so here again, the legislature has passed sort of, you know, feel good legislation. If you just say, hey, we're going to pass paid family leave. And we polled this. You know,
sounds great.
If you just say, most people say, oh, yeah, nice, you know, nice idea. Well, the fact is 80% of Minnesotans already work for companies that have a paid family leave program.
Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
This is not like an innovation. 80% already have got such a plan. But the one that the state is now, the Democrats are now passing, is so lavish and so over the top.
Exactly.
The Minnesota Business Partnership has said that not a single one of its members, which include most of the big companies in Minnesota, not a single one has got a plan that qualifies under this statute.
Well, and we were talking to Walter Hudson. He said there was 154 businesses from Brainerd that wrote a letter that said, listen, this will decimate us. I mean, as far as, you know, workforce goes, because we won't be able to. And they took that information and read it and voted for it anyway.
There's no exception for small businesses in this bill.
No,
the Republicans
none.
Proposed to exempt businesses having fewer than 50 employees. The Democrats voted that down in the House. So this bill is going to, if it becomes law, is going to accelerate the departure of businesses and people out of the state of Minnesota. You know, my organization has been documenting this since 2016, and the departure from Minnesota is accelerating.
Yep.
Census Bureau numbers show that in 2022, the largest number on a net basis, we're talking, right? Those coming in minus those going out. On a net basis, we had the biggest departure ever recorded from the state of Minnesota. And what we're seeing in the IRS numbers, which run a year behind the Census Bureau numbers, the IRS database, what we're seeing now is that Minnesota is gaining residents only in the income range from $0 to $25,000. You know, historically, we've lost residents in every income range above $50,000 on a net basis. Now, we are losing residents on a net basis every income range over $25,000 a year. So when you hear your Democrat friends talk about, oh, it's just a few rich snowbirds, you know, leaving for Florida. No, we're losing young people at a record rate. We're now losing people at every income level above $25,000. On a net basis.
Well,
the last person to leave Minnesota turn out the light.
John, we're talking with John Hinterrocker, Center of the American Experiment. One thing that I'm going to say that adds to this, we've always had high tax. We love, you know, and I'll pay a little more in taxes for the good life of lake life in Minnesota. And I mean, you know, it's been a great place to live. And, you know, it's always been Minnesota nice. I moved back for a reason because I experienced Southern California and South Texas and Arizona. I was like, no, especially after Southern California, I'm moving home. And came back to Minnesota. And over the last couple of decades, it's gotten to the point where Minnesota nice, the more of this radical nonsense gets done. You're telling me you're going to abort a baby in the ninth month of pregnancy, and this is a place where people can come to do that? That's not nice. So not only are you taxing me unbelievably now and sitting on $17, $18 billion of our money, now you're going to throw, you know, those kind of things to our moral side of our character and make us even more unhappy. You know what I'm saying? It's not helping.
There's nothing nice about the government thinking that it needs your money more than your family does, and it can spend your money better
Thank
than
you.
You can, and stealing from you a ridiculous percentage of your hard-earned income. That is not nice. That is arrogant, it is dictatorial, and it's the kind of left-wing nonsense that is causing people to flee this state, just like they're fleeing California, New York, and Illinois. Everybody knows that, right?
Well,
people
yep.
seem to understand Minnesota is on that list.
My friend Paul, who had a plumbing and heating contracting business in Minneapolis for years and years, 40-plus trucks, and I'm not going to say the name of the company, but it got to the point, especially during the COVID nonsense, that he just couldn't do it. And he sold it, folded it up, sold the company, took his money and his ball and left and went to South Dakota. And he's loving it.
Well, many people are doing that. And you know, the COVID shutdowns, which we had in Minnesota, they were a fiasco. I think everybody with hindsight recognizes that. The COVID shutdowns accelerated these trends, but it didn't cause them. And that's really important to recognize. I mean, my organization has been documenting the net exodus of taxpayers out of Minnesota since 2016, which was the first year when the IRS database became available. So this is the eighth year now that we have been documenting this. It didn't start with COVID.
No.
And it's not going to end because COVID has ended. It is caused by Minnesota's high taxes and other liberal policies that not only drive people out, but this is critically important. And Peter Nelson documented this in a kind of a famous report he did for American Experiment in 2016. There are two sides or two halves to this problem. One of them is the part that you see, which is people who used to live in Minnesota fleeing the state, right? I could give you a long list of those people. But it's the people who don't come here in the first place.
Right.
The people who don't come to Minnesota, they go somewhere else because somewhere else is where the good jobs are being created.
Well,
and that's vitally important.
Walter Hudson made a great point, too, about that. You can show them that data and show them that census data and say, Paul, and they just call you a liar. They just don't believe it, or you're racist or whatever. But Unbelievable. John Hinterocker, Center of the American Experiment. Hey, can you hang on a second? I got a question for you.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in the scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, no-right services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklett Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Blown by. It's flying by. What's on your mind today? Final segment. Kevin Flynn in for Scotty. He'll be back on Monday. Thanks for hanging out with me. We're having a couple of great conversations. Boy, we're hearing more and more about the craziness. And I know, and yesterday we heard about all the great things that happened in the North Dakota legislative session. I mean, they're cutting taxes. They're not taxing military retirement income. Seniors are benefiting. A bunch of stuff that backs the blue and entices and attracts law enforcement to the state of North Dakota. And meanwhile, in Minnesota, we're on with John Hinterocker from the Center of the American Experiment. We were talking a little bit in the break, And I mentioned when we were talking to Walter, too, Walter Hudson, who's just a sharp guy. Man, I really enjoyed talking to him. St. Michael Albertville, he's the rep out of 30A in Minnesota, just talking about the craziness. But we have to stay in the fight. And my thing, John, with you, too, has been about being able, in a state like Minnesota, much like a state like New York or Illinois or California, where you have these huge population centers, like the Twin Cities, 4 million plus people now, the rocks and cows don't stand a chance, especially with all the nonsense that's going on with the elections down there. But we've got to stay in the fight. So let's talk about some of the events you guys are doing that are coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. So on May 10, which is a week from tonight, we've got a school choice program with Corey DeAngelis, one of the big leaders nationally of the school choice movement.
Okay.
And you can sign up on our website. If you go to americanexperiment.org, there's some tabs across the top of that front page. One of them says events. So anytime you can go to americanexperiment.org, click that events tab, and it'll bring up all the upcoming events that we've got. So one of them is school choice. That's in St. Paul. It's actually a dinner event. That's a week from tonight, 5 o'clock, May 10th, with Corey DeAngelis. And then our big annual dinner is coming up on May 12th. That's a week from Friday. It's going to be at the Hilton Hotel in Minneapolis. And Dennis Prager is our featured keynote speaker.
Excellent.
It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful event. We're shooting for 1,000 people at that event. It's a fundraiser, so the tickets are a little more expensive.
I'm a fan. I have the Prager app on my phone, PragerU.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And PragerU is an allied organization.
And what's the date on that again?
Experiment. That is May 12th, a week from Friday.
Is there tickets?
Oh yeah, there are still tickets available. Like I say, we're shooting for a crowd of 1,000. And, if you go to americanexperiment.org, click the events tab at the top. That'll take you to where you see the events. You click, you can go on Eventbrite and you can buy tickets and register.
I'm sure there'll be a beverage or two and some good food.
Oh, it's going to be a terrific event. Absolutely. A fine dinner
where's that happening again?
That is at the Hilton Hotel in downtown Minneapolis.
Perfect.
And Amala Ekpanobi, who is a huge, I think she's like 21. And
yes,
she's got like
I love her.
Of millions of social media
I
followers.
I follow her. She's awesome.
She's going to be here with Dennis. She's going to
be
here.
Oh, really? That's where I watch her. I want to get her on the show. All right, I might have to come.
Well, let's talk about that, because maybe we can make that happen, get her on the show and plug the event. The other thing I want to plug real quick before I go, though, is our magazine, Thinking Minnesota, quarterly magazine.
Yep.
It is free. It's got a circulation of more than 100,000. And the spring issue of Thinking Minnesota is now hitting mailboxes. So here, too, if you go to americanexperiment.org and you look at the buttons across the top and you click on magazine, it will take you to where you can read back issues online of Thinking Minnesota, and you can subscribe. All we need is your name and your mailing address, and you'll be added for free to the subscription list for our quarterly magazine, Thinking Minnesota.
It's a great publication, too. Got to have it. All right, buddy. Well, so it's a week from Friday. We had the Hilton downtown for the PragerU appearance of Dennis Prager. Yeah, and I love her. Is it Amala?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's going to be there. She's kind of the old and the young.
She reminds me of a younger Candace Owens, you know.
Yeah. Well, Candace is a friend of mine, as you may know, and I'm a huge fan. She's done a couple of events for us. She did an annual dinner. She did a lunch forum for us right when she was first really becoming famous, and it's been a real good relationship through the years. But I think you're right. I think Amala is a similar kind of talent.
Absolutely. All right, man. Keep on. Again, Center for the American Experiment is doing great work in North Dakota as well. They're expanding. And I mentioned the North Dakota legislative session. They got a lot of good stuff done. I was pretty
unfortunately, Governor Durgum vetoed one of the good things they got done, the school choice bill. It wasn't perfect, but it was the first ever school choice measure in North Dakota, and for kind of reasons that I think are kind of mysterious, your governor vetoed it. But
yeah, well, not my governor. Yeah, I'm dealing with your governor, same governor. I'm the Minnesota resident on the show here.
Sorry. Sorry, I didn't mean to blind.
I'm kind of envious, actually, when I look to the west.
Yes, well, we all are. We are envious when we look a little farther south to South Dakota, too. There's
exactly.
Some really good things there. And one of the things we're seeing around the country is the states that are doing good things are really benefiting and prospering, and the states that are doing bad things are not. And it's getting to be very stark.
All right, amigo. Well, keep up the great work. We'll chat soon. John Hinterrocker, Center for the American Experiment, americanexperiment.org. Find out more a week from Friday. Gather in the cities for the dinner. Keep up the great work, and we'll update soon. We'll check in with you probably next week.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You bet, John. Bye. Thanks. So there you go. That wraps up another What's on Your Mind. I am going to duck out of here. Have yourself a great day. We'll be back at it tomorrow. We'll do it again. Thanks to Steve Hallstrom for stopping by. Thanks to Big Game James McCarty for sliding in, talking some sports this morning. Thanks to Walter Hudson, Minnesota 30A, and to John Hinterrocker. Have a great day. We'll talk to you.
Get ready for one incredible deal from MyPillow. A massive closeout sale. I've never seen anything like this. All-season slippers, $25 a pair. That's no kidding. All-season men's slippers. All-season women's slippers. There's all-season men's moccasin slippers and all-season women's moccasin slippers. These normally would be $149.98. They're $25 if you use the promo code Scott. Remember, that's an important part of this deal. Promo code Scott to get the bargain. $25 for these slippers. Or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. A massive closeout sale on all season slippers, men and women's slippers, slip-on plus moccasin. A great deal at $25 a pair from MyPillow. Promo code Scott to get the deal. Promo code Scott to get the deal, or call 800-506-9028.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.